This is the United States Treasury Department. The Treasury Star Parade today brings you Frank Luther in a program of authentic Native American songs with David Brookman's orchestra and chorus. The Axis stops at nothing. Don't you stop at 10%. For every time you boost the amount of your pay that you put into war bonds, you slip more bullets into the rifles of your friends and relatives overseas. You also tie another anchor to the prices of the things you have to buy today. And you make dead sure you'll have money for the things you want to buy tomorrow. So set aside more money in the payroll savings plan to buy more bonds. If you aren't already enrolled, tend to that tomorrow. For the payroll savings plan is the easiest, simplest way to buy the best investments in the world today. United States war bonds.
Marching along, we are marching along. Gird on the armor and be marching along. We follow our leader, he's gallant and strong. For God and our country, we are marching along.
Marching song. Again, as before in our history, America marches. America marches and marching sings. For they have learned that a brave song lightens the heart.
Which takes some of the load off your feet for marching. Am I right?
Check. Americans have always had a song for any occasion. But when times are dark, unique to relate, a certain effervescent madness besets us. And we sing songs that make us seem slightly touched. We could go back much further in American history, but let's start in 1848 for our cycle of somewhat pixelated songs, which are really not quite so inane as they sound, as you shall see and hear.
I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. I'm going to Louisiana, my true love for the sea. It rained all night the day I left, the weather it was dry. Sun so hot I froze to death, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. I'm going to Louisiana with my banjo on my knee.
Yes, that little tune, Stephen Foster's first hit, was so popular in 1848 that the next year, when the 49ers started west, they sang it all the way to California. Of course, they made up new words sometimes to suit themselves. Words like,
California, you're the land for me. There's plenty of gold, so I've been told, in California.
Yes, sir, they sang that song all the way to California. Isn't that just like us? A lot of crazy Americans going some crazy place to do some crazy thing, singing a crazy song. But when we get there and do the thing, sometimes it turns out to be important. Sometimes the song turns out to be a hit. We've always been that way in this country. We were like that in 1776, when George Washington's army marched up and down the land without enough shoes, nor guns, nor food, nor money, nor support. But they kept right on marching to a little tune. Isn't that a silly little tune? But we love it because they sang it and whistled it and marched to it. We've always been like that. We're like that now, when the black war clouds rolled over Europe in 1939 and we knew what we were in for. Remember what we were singing? Down in the bed, in the itty bitty poo, pampy, at the 50, then a mama 52, fimmed at the mama 50, fimmed me for 10, and the fam all over the dam. Next year as France fell and Dunkirk in Norway, remember what we sang? Hutsut Rawlson on the Rilla Raw, and a brawler suet. Hutsut Rawlson on the Rilla Raw, and a brawler suet. You see, we haven't changed at all since 1848. When we sang, oh, Susanna, don't cry for me. The songs change. But we don't. It isn't that we're light-headed. We're light-hearted. We believe we're going to get where we're headed. That's why, when the going gets tough, instead of giving up, we sing a silly little song and go ahead.
Also, it takes a big load off your feet when you've got some serious marching to do. Right?
Check. The cadets at West Point picked up a sentimentally lovely old barbershop ballad named Aura Lee, set words of their own to the honeyed tune, and called it Army Blue. Today, West Pointers at war are bringing the fear of God to our enemies. and the gospel of American song to our friends with Army Blue, in which Frank Luther, the orchestra and chorus, now bid farewell to Cadet Gray and Don the Army Blue of the sad days of 61.
We've not much longer here to stay, for in a month or two we'll bid farewell to Cadet Gray and Don the Army Blue. Army Blue, Army Blue, hurrah for Army Blue. We'll bid farewell to Cadet Gray and Don the Army Blue. Army Blue, Army Blue, hurrah for Army Blue. We'll bid farewell to Cadet Gray and Don the Army Blue.
John Henry, now there was a man for you. He could spike down railroad tracks faster than the fast train could eat it up. Yes, sir.
Paul Bunyan was the touted Superman of the North Country, and no tale was too tall to fit him. But the South had John Henry, legendary hero of the colored legend weavers. And man, was he strong.
The Lord said, toil ye. And John Henry, he toiled. Fit for 50,000 men. Yes, sir.
One day they were building a railroad through a mountain, driving spikes with a steam hammer.
Driving steel, yes, sir.
John Henry rolled up his sleeves and picked up his mighty hammer. You call that driving steel, said John? I challenge you. I'll win or I'll die with my hammer in my hand.
And John Henry drove spikes against that steam hammer there. Yes, sir.
Frank Luther sings the legend of John Henry in one of the 900 different versions of the song found in one state alone.
John Henry had a little baby. He held him in the palm of his hand. First words John Henry ever said to him, son, you'll be a steel-driving man. Son, you'll be a steel-driving man. John Henry said to his shaker, shaker, why don't you sing? I'm throwing 12 pounds when my hammer comes down. Listen to the cold steel ring. Listen to the cold steel ring. John Henry said to his captain, a man is a natural man. Before that steam drill can beat me down, I'll die with a hammer in my hand. Die with a hammer in my hand. John Henry hammered in the mountains till his hammer caught on fire. Last words that he ever said to me, cool drink of water for I die. Cool drink of water for I die. John Henry had a little woman. She was always dressed in blue. Last words that she ever said to him, honey, I've been good to you. Honey, I've been good to you.
John Henry hammered spikes until his hammer burst into flames and set the mountain on fire.
John Henry died with his hammer in his hand. Yes, sir.
In the beginning, there was the great continent lying vast and primal between the two great oceans, and it was America. And no sails came yet to the rocky shores. Only the red man roamed the wilderness, hunting and dying. And primitive though he was, seeing everywhere the mysterious hand of God, Manitou he called his God, the Great Spirit, and revered him.
Lo, the poor Indian, whose untutored mind sees God in clouds and hears him in the wild.
Yes, from the very beginning, there was something about the great land that made men humble, filled him with reverence and awe. Always in the new land of America, men have heeded the call to worship, have spoken up stoutly, or have died steadfastly for the right to worship freely at the altars of their choosing. And in man's time in America, there have been many places of simple worship, becomingly humble. The little church on the hill, the red church in the lane, or the one which Frank Luther celebrates again as he sings the favorite, The Church in the Wildwood.
There's a church in the valley by the wildwood, no lovelier spot in the dale. No place is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale.
Oh, come
to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale.
And so sing the faithful. America sings, and singing marches.
Come, marching along, we are marching along. Turn on the armor and be marching along. We'll follow our leader, he's gallant and strong. For God and our country we are marching along.
The army is gathering from near and afar. The trumpet is sounding the call to the war. We follow our leader, he's gallant and strong. We'll gird on the armor and be marching along. Marching along, we are marching along. Gird on the armor and be marching along. We follow our leader, he's gallant and strong.
For God and our country, we are marching along.
So sing the faithful. America sings, and singing marches toward a victory in which each of us has a great stake. Think, every one of you, what losing this war would mean to you personally. And then ask yourself what you're doing to help win it. If you're not putting every single dollar over and above your actual living expenses into war bonds, then you're letting someone else fight your war for you.
Yes, and remember, America has more dollars to spare than ever before. Civilian income is higher, and civilian goods are scarcer. So don't let those extra dollars get away from you. How many of them should you put into war bonds? The only ones who can answer that are you and your family. But you can figure it out yourself very easily. Put down on a sheet of paper what it costs you and your family to live each month. Then add together the salaries of everyone in the family who works. Subtract your living expenses from those combined salaries, and what's left is your answer. That's how much you should be putting into war bonds every month. It's money your country needs now to help win the war. It's money you'll need later on to enjoy a prosperous peace. So figure it out yourself. The United States Treasury Department wishes to thank Frank Luther and the other distinguished artists for their participation on this program, as well as this station for the use of its facilities. The orchestra and chorus were under the direction of David Brookman. The script was written by Milton Geiger. Additional writing was by Thelma Ritter and Joseph Moran. This especially transcribed program was directed by Henry P. Hayward. This is Larry Elliott suggesting that you check the radio column of your local newspaper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.